Hi, welcome to today's episode of Cheers Podcast. And today is just going to be me talking and vibing. And March has been stressful. It started like, it gave me like a whole lot of headache. Like first March, from the first day of March, it's been stressful for me. I had a lot of my things in my apartment taken, stolen, or whatever way you want to talk about it. We want to describe it. So, and I have to start from scratch. Like I have to buy everything again from scratch, and it's quite hectic. It's expensive. It's a lot of things, and I have to do everything again. So, it's very depressing. So, March has been quite bad, but then there are a few exciting things that happened. Thank God. It's not that bad, but it's getting better, I guess. Until I got sick, I had a flu. I don't know what I ate. Probably it was an allergic reaction. I don't know what I'm reacting to, but I just started like coughing out of nowhere. I had this flu, and my voice was like gone for like a day or so. I couldn't really speak. So that was crazy. So enough of that. Blah blah blah. So that's how today's episode started. That's what I'm going to talk about today's episode. Today's episode is a fashion episode because I realized that I have a lot of places to be at, I have a lot of places to go, but I didn't have anything to wear because again my things are gone and I have to buy everything from scratch. But the thing is, I can't just get up and just buy start buying new pieces. You have to have a plan, you have to have a goal, and you have to have a means to do that. So now I'm going to start from the basics. When we talk about basics, is the foundation of anything, right? So in fashion, it's still the same idea. It's the foundation of your style, it's the foundation of your wardrobe, it's the foundation of your clothing, it's the foundation of whatever it is you want to do. So we have these basic items that you need to have in your wardrobe. So for example, you need a top, you need tops, you need trousers, you need skirts if you are female. Now wait, hold on a minute, this goes both ways. It's the same principle for both male and female. So it's for everybody. It's for those who do endogenous fashion. Endogenous fashion is like fashion that it's not feminine, it's not masculine, it's a blend of both. You can also use these tips for yourself as well. So basically everybody needs a staple, everybody needs an item or items to fall back to. So that's it. So yeah. Back to the basics. So you need tops, you need trousers, you need skirts, you need jackets. Those should be your basic. And you need shoes. So let's start from this. You know, shoes is kind of like an accessory, so I don't know if I should add it to this, but you know what, let's add it. So let's go. For the tops, you need them in the basic colors. Now the basic items are the tops, the trousers, the skirts, the jackets, or the shirts. And the basic colors are black, white, gray, brown. Those are neutral colors. Those are earth tones. These colors goes with almost every color you can imagine or think of. That's why they are called the basic colors. And the basic items goes with every fashion style or fashion pieces that you can take off. That's why it's called basic items. Like they are the foundation of everything, that what holds everything together. So now the tops, you need maybe a short sleeve and long sleeves in black, white, and gray. And your trousers, black, white, and gray. A shirt, black, white, and gray, sorry, and brown as well. And then your skirts, black, white, and brown.
So yeah, most people ignore the brown because they don't really, they say brown is a difficult color to style, but I don't think it's difficult to style. You just have to get the understanding of it, and that's it, you're good to go. So me having places to be at and not having anything to wear gave me an idea of today's episode. So if you have all these basic items in the basic or the staple colors, you can mismatch them and style them. You can wear the white top with the black trousers, you can wear the white top with the white trousers, the white top with the gray trousers, the white top with the white trousers and the black jacket, the white top with your gray trousers and a brown jacket or a black jacket or a white jacket. See, you see how you are mismatching everything. All these basic items, they go with each other. You can mismatch them. The basic items, if we are going to count all of them, there are 12 pieces in total, because three whites, three tops in three colors, the trousers three, the skirt three, the jacket three, those are 12, yeah? For these 12 items, you can actually get over 30 outfits from it. That's if you mismatch them properly. Over, you can get 40, 50. Like, it's not a stretch. I'm not even capping right now. You can really actually get it. So, for example, you can wear the black top with the black trousers or the black jeans and a black jacket. Now, that's a look. Or, if you don't want a black jacket, a brown jacket. That's a look. You see, you can wear all these things in different ways together before even adding any other accessories you have. So now, this basic are the foundation of your outfit here. Now, the accessories are what is going to take your basic outfit to another level. And your accessories will determine or describe your mood or the type of vibe you are going with. It will determine if it's going to be a casual look, an official look, a get-together look, a party look, a beach look. That's what's going to define it. So for example, if I'm wearing a black top and a black skirt, and let's say a black jacket and a black heels, now that's an official look, like that's like an office look, yeah? But let's see, I can wear the same black top, a black skirt, a black jacket, but with sneakers, and that's casual. You see how accessories changed everything? Now, you can wear a black top with a black trousers, put on a belt, maybe black belt, brown belt, red belt, whichever color of belt you wear, doesn't really matter. You just have to know how to style your accessories properly. Now, if I wear this belt, let's say I'm wearing a black belt, a black top, a black trouser, a black belt. You see, everything is black. Let's say the heels I'm wearing is also black. So now I want to break it off. You can wear a red jacket, a white jacket. You can wear a black jacket if you are feeling the whole black vibe. And with this black on black, can just wear a red lipstick. And that red lipstick will take it a whole top notch. Now, I'm talking about the females, but like the male as well, it also applies to you. You can wear a black top, a black trouser, a black shirt, and wear your black, break the black and wear your college sneakers or needs. You can wear a hat. You see how when you wear a hat, it's a different vibe. When the hat is off and it's just sunglasses, it's a different vibe. Do you get it? So it goes both ways, male and female. It's the same principle, but like you are just doing it in feminine clothes and in masculine clothes. That's just it. And if you like to mismatch your outfit, feminine and masculine, you can also take pieces from each side and mismatch it as well. It doesn't really matter. So all these things, it's your accessories that actually determines the direction of your outfit, not the clothing itself. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's your accessories that actually determines it. Because if I, now imagine me, Brad, yeah, I wear a face hat and I wear like a white top
and a denim. Denims like jeans, they're also basic. Like, there are also basic items you should have in your wardrobe. You should have a denim jacket, you should have denim trousers and skirts in different colors, all type of shades of blue you can get your hands on. It's really advisable to have that because you can, there's a lot of things you can do with denims, a whole lot of things you can do with denims. And it's, when you have these staples items, it saves you a lot from buying unwanted clothing and you buying dresses and feel like you have nothing to wear, because someone can just say you wore this red shining dress last week, why are you wearing it today? Or you wore this purple dress yesterday, why are you wearing it today? But I can wear the same basic outfit last week and wear it today, you wouldn't even know it's the same outfit just because I used my accessories to put them in a different direction, or just because I mismatched them with my other basic items I have in my wardrobe. So that's how the whole concept of fashion, that's if you want, maybe you're struggling to find your style, you don't know how you're going to find your style, you're struggling with everything, this is how you find your style. So when you get these basics, you can start experimenting with other colors or other things. Probably you can start buying red jackets, red trousers, red tops, it doesn't really matter, you add whatever you like that suits your style to it. And when you are styling them, you make sure you incorporate at least one or two of those your basic items to it to make everything tie together, like everything coordinates, come up as one, you not look scattered and disoriented. Like, do you understand what I'm trying to say? So this is just like the basic fashion thing. This is what makes a good clothing, this is what makes a good style, this is what makes good look. And when you wear this basic outfit, it actually makes you look more chic, more elegant, more classy, more clean, effortlessly. And you have so much more outfits you can pull from your wardrobe. You don't feel like, oh, you have nothing to wear. So that's the upper hand of having a basic wardrobe, or building your entire wardrobe on basic pieces. I hope you understand me. I don't know, I feel like I'm talking too much, and at the same time I feel like I'm not talking like enough. I don't know, but I just hope and I wish you understand like everything I'm trying to say, and I wish you understand like the whole idea I'm saying. Yeah. But so aside from that, you can start adding whatever you want to add along the way, but you just get these basic things, and once you get those basic things, you start adding other pieces little by little. Now you see you forming your own style, forming your own look without looking like everybody else, because even if you and I, we have the same basic items, we are going to style them in different ways. Our accessories are going to break the personal, like, because my personality, I have a very strong personality. So if I'm using accessories, you're going to see my personality in those accessories, and someone else's personality is also going to shine that. So we can be wearing the exact same basic outfit, but our accessories is going to like break it off. That's what fashion is all about. So yeah, that's that. And yeah, we are going to start, we had a sponsor, and we are going to come out with a mesh collection. I'm going to be designing, even though I style, like, basically I'm a fashion enthusiastic and I do like everything fashion. I'm your fashion girl, like, you know. So I'm going to be designing every single piece. We're going to come up with tracker hats, crop top for the body, we're going to come out with t-shirts and shorts and trousers. You know, the whole stress of me moving in, my things getting stolen, all those kind of things, it just got me like disoriented. So I've not been able to actually focus on the whole the merchandise and the like fashion line thing. But now I'm going to be like focused on that as well. So you're going to see everything, you're going to see the track hat. You might be seeing a little bit of sneak peek probably from next week or next 2 weeks. You'll be seeing sneak peeks, I promise you. So I'm going to redesign like every single piece and every single clothing material. And if you enjoy this fashion episode and you want me to like talk more about it, or if you have any fashion questions you want me to like address, you can just tell me. I'm going to help you out. If you want me to style you, like, I will do that. See, just text me. I'm going to do that. And yeah, basically that's it. And you all said I should talk about music, and I'm going to talk about music. I don't know, I have a lot of weird music takes, so, but I'll try to be civil as much as I can, because these musicians are humans too, right? So yeah, what else? So yeah, the merchandise, oh my god, I promise you it's going to be like refreshing. It's going to be like something like you've never seen before. It's going to be called Thai Fit, as in T-Y-E, Thai. T-Y-E is to your ears, and the fit is outfit, so shorten Thai Fit. I hope you get it. Like, when I came up with this name, I felt inspiration. I felt like, yes, brought it here. You get it? I don't know, it was just brainstorming idea. It was like, that moment you get. So thanks for listening. I hope you got something from this episode. I hope I'm able to like let you know how you can style your outfit and how to improve your fashion, and yada 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 yada. Yeah, thanks for listening. Bye.